This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony did a great job with leading, it has pushed me to push myself.
Brick by Brick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it.
That's absolutely correct. And I like that. That's absolutely correct. When you start checking your own actions, that's when you know you grow. Why? Because people, victims don't check their own actions. It's somebody else's fault. And you can't, if you want to be poor, be a victim. Because again, if you keep trying to change me, you got to fix me, and that's too hard. And not only is it too hard, it's impossible. You can't fix me. And if you can't fix me and you refuse to fix you, destruction happens. Go ahead, you had a question.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm sliding over here so we can hear you.
I'm trying to decide if I want the answer to this question.
Okay, well, ask it anyway because you're going to get the answer. Just don't say no names. We record.
So.
Go ahead, be transparent, be open.
What if it's so much your fault where there's a possibility where no matter how much you pour into this person, it's too late?
Fair enough. That is a fair question. So, there's one real answer to that question. It doesn't matter. You still pour. It's your job. Even if you lose that person, you still owe it to them to give them their worth. You still owe it. They may go on to somebody else that they actually treat somebody their worth, but you still owe it to them to finally appreciate, right? What do we say appreciation is? When I appreciate you, I increase you in value. So even if it's too late, you owe it to them to finally do the right thing by them. Does that make sense?
No.
You owe it. Okay, good. It doesn't make sense.
How do you think I owe them?
Because
I don't understand it.
Well, her question was, it's all her fault, and she did all the damage. So by default, if it's her fault, she owes them to do the right thing by them. Now, that doesn't mean put yourself in a position of abuse, but that doesn't mean that you get to quit because you don't get the reaction that you want. Now, I just said something very powerful there. If you're in a relationship, I just said something very powerful. We'll be full of humble pie. We'll be like, you know what? You know what? I am wrong. That's my fault. Baby, I'm sorry. Whatever. But shoot, I ain't doing this no more. Make sense? Because you didn't get the reaction. You were in love again until you did not get the reaction that you wanted. And now you go back. When you damage somebody, you owe it to them to let them know that they're not what you said they were with your damage. That's fair. If I bully you, now how many of us know that bullying lasts a whole lifetime?
Yeah.
Like you get bullied in the third grade, but we still remember that. Mm-hmm. And it affects us in the 103rd grade, right? You know, it affects us when we're 103 years old. To the point where you get bullied, so you wind up living your adult life protecting the little people, not rooting for the teams that always win the championship, because you know what it feels like to be the underdog, right? Come on, does that make sense? Sure, he's a great athlete. Everybody likes him, so I don't like him. I like this one, because I remember what it feels like. Right? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So when I bully you, it doesn't matter that I'm done now. What now matters is you have to live with what I did. And I owe it to you to make that as easy as possible. Make sense? Because people are willing to repair themselves, maybe not then, but when they go, you know what? There is some hope. There is a life. Maybe it's not that bad by something you did. This is why we, what's those shows? We remember, so talk shows, but when we were growing up, talk shows was a big deal. You had Sally. Okay, yeah. So, okay. Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake was a great example. Thank you very much. Ricky Lake would constantly do shows of the makeovers. Yeah. Right? Remember that? Yeah. They were big and fat, and I don't mean that disrespectful. I'm trying to use it, you know, her words. Or whatever. Ugly, and again, I don't mean that disrespectful. I'm trying to use her words. Mm-hmm. And then they came out to confront who? And it's always one in particular that did the most damage.
Yeah.
And, now watch this here. Yeah, right? Now watch this here. Every now and then, you met the one person that didn't even care they did the damage.
Right.
How did you feel about that person? The person that's wanting the revenge to show you, they don't really get that closure. But it's okay. I still, you know, you can hear, but you still hear their voice. Mm-hmm. All they really wanted was some remorse. Mm-hmm. So you owe it to people to do better than what you've done to them. Go ahead. You got something to say. It's okay to disagree.
But for how long can I keep pouring into her and she's not accepting?
Fair enough. That's not now. Are you still with this person or something like
that? No, just period.
So you always pour into anybody forever. That doesn't mean you stay there and be a victim of abuse forever. You get what I'm saying? So if you got to pour, and that season of pouring is over, then you, in fact, thank you very much for asking this question because a friend of ours asked this question and, go ahead.
You said when the season of pouring is
over.
Yes. How do you know when the season of pouring is over?
I'm finna get great. So basically, here's what happens. You don't ever sit your, let me just fast forward to the punchline. You deserve to be happy. You can mess up all you want to, and it is absolutely your fault. But what you don't ever do on planet Earth, ever, is think you deserve to be sad. And they're to put your life on hold because you messed up. You pour, you fix, you forgive yourself, and then you move on. Now, moving on, not with incorrect motives, because you can move on and still pray for the person. You can move on and still reach out. You can move on and still do some things, still plant good seeds. But what you do not do is you don't plant good seeds and say, I don't deserve to plant seeds of my own for myself. Too many of you are walking around for things that people have already forgiven you for. Okay, let's spiritualize that for a second. Too many of you are walking around with guilt that the Lord has already forgiven you for. And then he forgave you and forgot. Like he has no idea what you're talking about anymore, but you've carried it for 30 years. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And So yes, you owe it to always pour, but you don't always have to be physically present to be pouring into people.
Gotcha.
And sometimes, it's a little dicey. Well, that's not dicey at all, but you have to have a little, sometimes you just know. Sometimes the best way to pour into people is to leave them alone because you're no longer good for them.
Yeah.
The very presence of you is a symbol of abuse, and the more they see you, the worse they become. Does that make sense? The more they see you, the worse they become. Sometimes you have to be unselfish enough to let people actually be selfish and heal.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And you know, I'm okay. You have to take that you've done so much damage. What you wind up doing, this happens all the time. What you wind up doing is you wind up going back to this person. You don't want them. You don't want them at all. But since you feel bad for them,
man,
you make up for
get out
it.
My lane. Get out my lane.
Okay? right? You don't want them at all. You're not even attracted to them anymore. You don't want to sleep with them. You don't even, you just, you know, every now and then you get the little itch and you, okay, I like you a little bit. But the truth is, since you don't want them hurt, you go back and you repair them and you settle. Mm. And since you settle, when you settle and you treat somebody, when you feel like you've settled, you treat that person like you've settled. And you only love them when you feel like it.
Let's change subject.
Right? Does that make sense? And I wouldn't even talk about you. I was talking about a friend of ours, right? I was talking about a friend of ours that I just had to tell the same thing. I just had to tell the same thing. When you feel guilty and you let that guilt run you and you're an empathetic person, and God bless you, you should be, you wind up, I don't want you to hurt. Let me carry your pain. Mm. Now, how I'm going to carry your pain?
Lord, my God.
I'm going to carry your pain by making you feel better. So at the expense of my entire destiny, let me settle with you. Now, you're hurting you, but now this person is no longer getting the love that is worth to them because you're too selfish to let them go.
So that makes you selfish.
Don't forget. Yeah, absolutely. It most certainly makes you selfish. If you are not caring enough to let people leave you and think bad about you, because that's what we do, right? And then move on to someone who will repair them or let them read a book and get some self-esteem to repair them, but you won't let them move on to the next chapter, the next season, because you don't want them to feel bad about you. You don't want them to have a negative opinion about you. Here's the deal. They wouldn't have a negative opinion about you if you didn't give them a negative opinion about you. Now you're trying to fix it. And that's okay. You should fix it. And sometimes you got to let people go and fix it while you're no longer sleeping with them.
So that leads to my question.
Go ahead.
Do you know if or when it's time to let someone go?
So this is a dicey question because that depends on every relationship. Depends on every person. When do you know? Here's what I can tell you this here. Now, this is not to say things can't be fixed, things can't be healed. There are many relationships that went to level zero, went to divorce court, and then they say, well, let's work it out, and made it. Then there's some of them that got divorced only to be remarried again and lasted. Right, so there's like, what did it say on infomercials? These results are not typical.
Yeah.
Your individual results may vary. Yeah. Right? Okay. Right? Okay. So individual results may vary, but let me give you not a general answer, but the objective answer, meaning that there's one truth, right? And inside, sometimes things spin from this here. You know when you're destructive for that person. When you're with somebody and nothing about them is better, and it's growing worse, and the only common denominator is you, you're the problem. No, and here's the deal. And you go, well, I'm a good person. Yeah, but you're bad to that person. See, you can be a good person and be very bad for somebody. Yeah, I don't even know. Oh, okay, yeah. You could be a wonderful person and be bad for somebody, but here's the truth. If you're bad for somebody and you're a wonderful person, you're probably not. You're lying to yourself. You're a wonderful person to whom you choose to be wonderful. Does that make sense? And so you're wonderful to your boss, you're wonderful to your kids, but you're not wonderful to the person that knows you the most and loves you the most and the closest to you. Why? Because you have internal issues on the inside of yourself, and they got to come out. Since you won't deal with them, you make other people deal with them. I just said a whole lot right there. Since you won't confront those problems, you dump them on the person you're with. So since you have low self-esteem issues, you lower their self-esteem until it's lower than yours so you can feel better about your self-esteem.
Wow.
This is what we do. This is absolutely what we do. So, I already answered, but answering your question again, when you're destructive to someone, it's time for you to walk away. Even if they're not strong enough, it's time for you to walk away. Now, here's the deal. If you're married, that's a bit more difficult. This is why you should do this right the first time. This is exactly why. If you does everybody here watch football? But pretty much, okay. So when you run across the middle, the receiver, he gets the pass. If you don't catch the ball the first time, by the time he tips the ball up and down and he catches it 3 or 4 times and finally gets the ball, the defense, yes, his head is getting knocked off. Why? Very simple. Because he did not catch the ball the first time. Had he caught the ball the first time, he could have went to what the league calls a football move, right, to protect himself. All right. Yeah, if you don't do your relationship right the first time, your marriage, you're just juggling the ball. And what happens? Boom, knock your head off by the time you figure out you need to change. Except for not your head being knocked off. You done played with somebody's feelings because you're not sharing yours. That make sense? And we do this every day because we're too afraid to confront our own issues. So we dump our issues on other people and then we make them have issues so we can feel like we're better than them. That's exactly what we do. That is exactly what we do. You can dress it up however you want to dress it up. That is exactly what we do. I need to tear you down my level. But just a little bit more. Because I need to reign superior. Right, so I said this to you today, but I'll take it out of the context in which I said it. I want you to be silent so I can be comfortable around you. But then I also want you to be rowdy so I can be superior to you.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you. That nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great, amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.